大家好，我可以先讲一点，不需要翻译，对不起，我口音好烂，烂。It's good to be with you all this morning。
弟兄姐妹们，今天能够在这里跟大家分享信息，感到非常的喜乐。
It's a joy to be here with the Manor congregation.
能够与国语部弟兄姐妹一起分享信息，真的是非常的喜乐。
I was able to meet many of you last night.
我很多人昨天晚上聚会的时候已经认识了。
And so thank you for coming last night and for coming this morning.
谢谢弟兄姐妹们昨天晚上和今天都能够来参加聚会和敬拜。
I know many of you know me and my family, but maybe some of you don't.
我知道在座的大家很多人认识我和我的家人，但是有些人还不认识。
So I'll take just a moment to introduce my wife in the back.
所以让我用一点点时间来介绍我的太太，她在后面。
So, Li Songxing or Xingxing or, 哎，她看起来像她的妈妈。所以你怎么要 say hi 你都可以都可以。And 我们有三个小孩。你要弄英文吗？不要。三个小孩，我们老大 Josiah 他六岁，我们老二 Verity 他女生，他是 four years old 四岁，后来我们第三个 Jude 他快两岁了 ，so 我们现在 very busy and blessed。我是 blessed， 我的太太是 busy。So， I've had a great time getting to know many of you, reacquainting myself with many of you.
重新认识弟兄姐妹真的非常的喜乐。
But after many meet and greets and Q&As, I'm very happy to be able to preach God's word this morning.
在认识大家之后，今天我真的很荣幸能够在这里与大家分享神的话语。
This morning, I want to start with a question.
今天早上我想先开始问大家一个问题。
Two questions, actually.
其实是两个问题。
The first question is this: What is the greatest commandment in the Bible?
第一个问题是圣经当中最大的诫命是什么？
And many of you know the answer to this in Matthew 22:36. Sorry.
很多人知道问题的答案在马太福音22:36.
Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind."
耶稣说你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
That's an easy question, but the second one is harder.
第二个问题比较难。
How are you doing with obeying this command?
你在遵守这个诫命上做得怎么样呢？
I trust that there are many of you who have a zealous and passionate love for the Lord.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹对主非常的热忱，非常火热。
But I'm guessing there are also some of you who struggle at times to love the Lord with your whole heart.
但是也有一些弟兄姐妹有时候不能够尽心尽意的爱主。
And since loving the Lord with our whole heart is the greatest commandment, I want to help us to grow in our love for God today.
因为尽心尽意尽性尽意爱神是最大的诫命，所以我今天想帮助大家一起增长对主的爱。
And so I want to encourage you from God's word from Luke chapter 7 verses 36 to 50.
我想要从今天的经文路加福音第七章当中来鼓励大家。
In Luke chapter 7 verses 36 to 50, Jesus has an encounter with a Pharisee and a sinful woman.
在今天的经文当中，耶稣和一个法利赛人和一个有罪的女人遇见了。
But before we dive in, I want to remind you what has happened in the Gospel of Luke.
在我们进入今天的经文之前，让我来提醒大家，在路加福音到第七章之前发生了什么事情。
In the first few chapters of Luke, Jesus heals the sick and he forgives the sinful.
在之前的经文当中，耶稣医治病人，也赦免了很多人的罪。
And this made him very popular among the sinners and the tax collectors of his day.
耶稣开始在税吏和罪人当中变得非常的有人气。
But this also made him very unpopular with the religious leaders.
但这对于当时的宗教领袖来说非常的不好。
The Pharisees.
当时的法利赛人觉得很不好。
They thought that they could be good enough to earn God's favor.
他们觉得他们不可以能够好到可以赢得神的喜爱。
And that leads us to Luke chapter 7.
所以我们今天看到了今天的经文第七章。
And there's really only one point in this passage.
今天的经文真的只有一个重点。
And we'll discover that point at the end.
我们会在最后来讨论这个重点。
But we're going to walk through the story verse by verse, and I want to give you four headings to organize our thoughts.
但是我们今天会一节一节的看这个第七章的故事，我们有四个主题。
The four headings are the Pharisee, the promiscuous woman, the parable, and the point.
这四个主题乃是法利赛人、有犯奸淫的女人、比喻和今天经文的重点。
So our first heading is about the Pharisee.
第一个主题是关于当时的法利赛人。
And that's going to be in verse 36.
我们看到今天经文第36节。
God's word says, one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table.
经文说到，有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。
So this Pharisee invited Jesus to a meal.
这个法利赛人邀请耶稣去他家坐席吃饭。
And we learn later on that his name was Simon.
后面我们发现他的名字叫西门。
It's a very common name. It's not Simon Peter.
在当时是一个非常受欢迎的名字，但不是彼得，使徒彼得。
And we also know this was a banquet.
我们也知道这是一个筵席。
Because rather than sitting on chairs, they were reclining at the table.
因为他们没有坐在凳子上，而是在席上躺卧。
They would lie on their left side, and they would have their feet away from the table, and with their right hand, they would eat the food from the table.
他们躺在坐席的旁边，脚对背朝桌子，然后用右手来吃饭。
This sounds like a great way to eat.
听起来是一个很好的吃筵席的方法。
You can go straight from a meal into a nap.
可以直接从吃饭到睡觉。
Now this banquet, the Pharisee invited Jesus to this banquet.
法利赛人请耶稣去做吃这个筵席。
And respected teachers were often invited to banquets like this.
在当时，受到尊敬的教师会经常被邀请去这样的筵席。
That would be an opportunity to ask the teacher to teach and to talk, and people could listen to him.
让在座的宾客能够有机会来聆听这个教师的教导。
And oftentimes people would gather around, people from the city, to listen to the conversation.
经常这个城镇里的人就会到这个筵席来听这个老师来教导。
And certainly that was what was happening here.
这就是今天我们经文当中正在发生的事情。
So this first heading is very simple. This is about the Pharisee.
所以我们今天的第一个主题是关于法利赛人的。
The second heading is about the promiscuous woman.
第二个主题是关于一个犯奸淫的女人。
And by the way, we'll move through these headings pretty quickly, but we'll focus on that last one, the point.
我们会很快的经过今天的这几个小主题，然后在重点在最后的信息上面。
The second heading, the promiscuous woman, we see that in verses 37 to 39.
我们在今天的第37节到39节当中看到一个有罪的奸淫的女人。
God's word says, and behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment.
那城里有一个女人，是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着沉香膏的玉瓶。
And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment.
站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚。就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。
Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner."
请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：“这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。”
So something surprising happened here.
所以一个令人震惊的事情发生了。
This woman shows up at this banquet.
这个女人在这个筵席上出现。
People from the city could come and listen.
当时的人来了，并且听耶稣讲。
But no one would have expected this woman to come.
但是没有人期待这个女人会来。
People knew who Jesus was.
大家都知道耶稣是谁。
People also knew who this woman was.
大家也知道这个女人是谁。
They knew she was a sinner.
他们知道她是个罪人。
Now you don't become known in your whole city as being a sinner because you grumble a lot.
你不会因为很多抱怨而让全镇城镇的人都知道你是个罪人。
You don't become known as a sinner because you lose your patience once in a while.
也不是因为你的脾气不好。
This woman was known as a sinner because she was very likely a prostitute.
这个女人被全城镇的人认为是一个罪人，因为她很有可能是一个妓女。
And it's clear from the rest of this passage that she came specifically because she heard Jesus was at this banquet.
我们通过今天的经文知道，他来是因为他听说耶稣会在这个筵席上。
Verse 38 tells us that this woman came up behind Jesus and she began weeping.
38节告诉我们，这个女人来到耶稣背后开始哭泣。
And her crying produced enough tears that she was able to wash Jesus' feet.
她的眼泪如此的多，能够用眼泪来洗耶稣的脚。
And then she let down her hair to wipe his feet.
然后她要把自己的头发放下来，把耶稣的脚擦干。
This would have been extremely strange and shocking.
这在当时一定也是一个非常令人震惊的事件。
This isn't normal today.
这在今天也不是什么很平常的事。
And this wasn't normal back then.
在当时更不是什么平常的事了。
And in those days, for a woman to let down her hair in public would have been extremely inappropriate.
在那个时候，一个女人把自己的头发从扎起到放下来是非常不合时宜的。
So this meal was interrupted by this woman who began weeping behind Jesus.
所以当时这个筵席就被这个女人所打断了。
And I imagine that as everyone's eating, this woman's crying starts softly.
我可以想象，在每一个人开始吃饭的时候，这个女人开始轻声的哭泣。
But her crying turned into sobbing, and it got louder and louder.
她轻声的哭泣变得越来越响。
I can just imagine the dinner guests eating, and all of a sudden stopping, and everyone looks to see what is happening.
我可以想象当时在吃筵席的宾客开始听到这个女人的哭泣，并且在想到底在发生什么。
This was a shocking situation.
这是一个非常令人震惊的事情。
And as if this wasn't enough, when Jesus' feet were clean, she began to kiss Jesus' feet as an act of reverence and worship.
当耶稣的脚被擦干之后，她开始亲吻耶稣的脚。
And as the finale, she anointed his feet with this perfume, this ointment.
故事的最后，这个女人用香膏抹了耶稣的脚。
And this was likely very, very expensive perfume.
这应该是非常昂贵的香膏。
It says that it was stored in an alabaster flask.
这个香膏被放在一个玉瓶中。
In John 12, at the end of Jesus' life, another woman had anointed Jesus' feet with perfume from an alabaster vial as well.
在约翰福音当中，我们看到另一个女人用玉瓶中的香膏来膏耶稣。
And there we're told that that perfume was worth more than a year's wages.
在那里我们发现这样的香膏比一年的工价还要昂贵。
This was probably this woman's most expensive possession.
这可能是这个女人所拥有的最昂贵的财产。
And with this perfume being so precious, she wouldn't carry this around all the time.
这个女人不可能每天都提着这一瓶香膏。
She had gone home and gotten it intentionally.
她一定是故意回到家拿过来的。
Because she had heard that Jesus would be at this house.
因为她听说耶稣会在这个筵席上。
So she went home and grabbed her most prized possession and went straight to this house.
所以她回家取了这个最重要的香膏，直接去了那个筵席。
Now this situation caused a lot of skepticism about Jesus.
这个事件当时造成了对耶稣的很多怀疑。
The Pharisee saw all that was happening, and he knew who this woman was, that she was a sinner.
法利赛人知道这个女人是一个罪人。
Perhaps a prostitute.
甚至是一个妓女。
And so in verse 39, this Pharisee thought to himself.
所以在39节我们看到法利赛人对自己说。
He didn't even say it out loud.
他就是在心里说。
If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this is, this woman who is touching him, that she is a sinner.
他在心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。
Now we've met the Pharisee.
现在我们看到了法利赛人。
We've met the promiscuous woman.
我们也遇见了故事当中这个奸淫的女人。
And this situation must have been very awkward at this point.
我们知道当时的事情一定令人感到非常的惊讶和奇怪。
And the action stops here.
但是所有的行动在这里停止了。
And Jesus began speaking.
耶稣开始讲话。
So the third heading for us.Is the parable.
今天我们要讲到的第三点是耶稣所说的比喻。
And that's going to be in verses 40 to 43.
在40到43节当中。
And remember, the Pharisee had so far only thought these words in his mind. He didn't say them out loud.
到故事的目前为止，法利赛人只有在心里想了刚才我们说的。
And Jesus answers the Pharisee's thoughts with a parable.
耶稣用一个比喻来回应法利赛人的想法。
In verses 40 to 43, God's word says,And Jesus, answering, said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he said, and he answered, Say it, teacher.
耶稣对他说，西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说，夫子，请说。
And again, you see here, Simon only thought the words, but Jesus answered his thoughts.
我们看到这里，西门虽然仅仅在心里想了，但是耶稣回应了他的想法。
In verse 41, it continues, A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50.
耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个人欠五十两银子，一个人欠五两银子。
When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more?
因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？
Simon answered, the one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt.
西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。
And he said to him, "You have judged rightly."
耶稣说，你断得不错。
So Jesus answered Simon with this parable.
所以耶稣用这个比喻来回应了西门的想法。
And a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
这个比喻乃是一个属世的故事，但是有一个属天的意义。
In this parable, a money lender had two debtors who owed him money.
在今天的比喻当中，这个债主有两个欠债的人。
One owed 500 denarii and the other 50.
一个人欠了50两银子，一个人欠了5两银子，一两银子大概是10个银币。
Now, denarius is one day's wages, so 500 denarii was about a year and a half's wages.
一个银币是一天的工钱，十个银币是一两，所以500个银币就是50两，大概是一年半的工价。
And 50 denarii is worth about 2 months' wages.
那50个银币就是5两银子大概是2个月的工价。
A year and a half's wages is a lot of money.
一年半的工资是很多的钱。
2 months' wages is still a lot of money.
2个月的工资还是很多的钱。
But 500 is much, much more, 10 times more.
但是50两比5两是10倍的多。
And so when both could not repay this money lender, he canceled the debt for both.
当这两个人没有办法偿还的时候，债主开恩免了他们的债。
This word carries with it the idea of grace and forgiveness.
在这个债主的行动当中有恩典。
And no human money lender would act this way.
没有一个正常的债主会像这样行。
This is completely out of the ordinary.
这是完全非凡的一件事情。
If you know a money lender who does this, please tell me. I want to go to him.
如果你认识这样的债主的话，我想找他借钱。
This is complete forgiveness.
这是完完全全的赦免。
He didn't say, "Okay, I'll forgive it now, but next week you should pay me back a little bit."
债主没有说你现在不用还，但下个礼拜还吧。
Not one penny of debt is left.
一分钱都不需要还。
So that's the whole parable.
这是我们今天的比喻。
It's very short and very simple.
是一个非常短、非常简单的故事。
And Jesus finished by asking Simon a question.
耶稣最后这样问到西门。
Which debtor will love the money lender more?
他问西门说，这两个人哪个更爱他呢？
And Simon answered sheepishly, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more."
西门顺从地回答说，应该是那多得恩免的人吧。
And Jesus said, "You've judged rightly."
耶稣说，你断得不错。
This is a simple parable.
这是一个简单的比喻。
Simple question.
简单的问题。
And simple answer.
也是简单的回答。
The larger the debt that was canceled, the more love you will have.
债越多，爱也越多。
So now that we've met the Pharisee and the promiscuous woman, and we've heard the parable, we're ready for our last heading, the point.
所以现在让我们进入我们今天最后的信息的重点。
What is the point of this entire account?
这个比喻，这个故事的重点，中心在哪里？
Jesus explains in verses 44 to 50.
耶稣在44节当中这样解释道。
Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair."
于是转过来向着那个女人便对西门说，你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。
You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet.
你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。
You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment.
你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。
Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven.For she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little.
所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多；但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。
And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven."
于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。
Then those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?"
同席的人心里说，这是什么人，竟赦免人的罪呢？
And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。
So Jesus explains how this parable relates to the situation.
所以耶稣解释了他的这个比喻和当时的情况到底有什么关系。
First, he compares what Simon the Pharisee did not do with what this sinful woman did do.
他先用叫做西门的法利赛人没有做的和这女人所做的事来做对比。
Simon didn't wash Jesus' feet, but the woman washed his feet with her tears and with her hair.
西门没有洗耶稣的脚，但是这个女人用她的头发和眼泪洗了耶稣的脚。
Simon did not greet him with a kiss on the cheek, but the woman kept kissing Jesus' feet.
西门根本没有与耶稣亲吻，但是这个女人反复地亲耶稣的脚。
Simon didn't anoint Jesus' head with cheap oil, but this woman had anointed Jesus' feet with precious ointment.
西门没有用油膏耶稣的头，但是这个女人却用了浴瓶当中的香膏。
Why were their actions so different?
为什么他们两个人的行动如此的不同？
Why was one so cold towards Jesus?
为什么一个人对耶稣如此的冰冷？
And why was the other so overwhelming in her love for Jesus?
为什么这个女人对耶稣的爱是如此的大，如此的多？
Verse 47 tells us.
我们在经文当中看到。
Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much.
她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她爱得多。
But he who is forgiven little loves little.
但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。
Jesus tells us this woman had received extravagant forgiveness from Christ, and therefore she had extravagant love for Christ.
耶稣说，这个女人已经从耶稣那里得到了奢侈的爱，所以她爱的也多。
Somehow she had met Jesus before and heard his message of forgiveness.
这个女人可能之前已经遇见过耶稣，听过了他的信息。
We don't know how or when they met.
我们不知道耶稣和这个女人是什么时候第一次遇见。
Maybe she had heard him say, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
可能这个女人听到耶稣说，那劳苦担重担的到我这里来，我就给你安息。
Or maybe she heard Jesus say to the paralytic whom he had healed, "Your sins are forgiven."
也许她听到耶稣对那瘫子说，你的罪被赦免了。
Or my favorite, maybe she was at the party in Luke 5.
我最爱的是她这个女人可能在路加福音第五章当中的筵席里面。
When Jesus called Matthew the tax collector, Matthew threw a party in honor of Jesus.
我们在路加福音当中看到这个叫做马太的税吏为耶稣举行了一个派对。
And Matthew invited all of his friends.
马太邀请了所有的朋友。
And as a tax collector, his friends were all tax collectors and sinners.
作为一个税吏，他的朋友也都是税吏和罪人。
Ultimately, we don't know where she met Jesus, where she had heard Jesus.
其实我们并不知道她是怎样遇见了耶稣。
But somewhere prior to Luke 7, she had met him and she had been forgiven.
但是在路加福音第七章之前，她已经遇到了耶稣，并且罪被赦免。
And so this woman showed extravagant devotion to Christ, even though no one else understood why.
所以这个女人对耶稣显示了非常奢侈的敬意。
The Pharisee thought Jesus was ignorant about the woman and her status as a sinner.
法利赛人觉得耶稣并不知道这个女人是谁。
But in fact, it was the Pharisee who had no idea that this woman had been forgiven.
但其实法利赛人并不知道这个女人的罪已经被赦免了。
She had been forgiven much, and therefore she loved much.
她的罪被赦免，所以她的爱也多。
You see, this is a story of contrast.
这是一个关于对比的故事。
The sinful woman and the self-righteous Pharisee.
有罪的女人和自以为意的法利赛人形成鲜明的对比。
The woman's sins were forgiven.And so she loved much.
女人的罪被赦免了，所以她爱的也多。
The Pharisee did not think that he had many sins.
法利赛人并没有觉得自己有罪。
So he didn't need much forgiveness, and therefore he didn't have much love.
他也不觉得自己需要很多的赦免，所以他的爱也不多。
I wonder this morning.
今天早上我在想。
Which character can you relate to more?
弟兄姐妹们能和哪一个故事的主人公更多的有连接、有共鸣呢？
Do you think of yourself, do you recognize that you are a great, great sinner with many, many sins?
你是觉得你是一个有很多罪的罪人呢？
Do you realize that all of us are just as sinful as this promiscuous woman?
大家有没有想到我们就像这个女人一样有罪？
Or do you think that you are better than others?
或者你觉得你比别人强？
More righteous than others?
比别人更公义？
You come to this church.
你来到这个教会。
And therefore you...Don't have as many sins.
所以你没有那么多的罪。
If you think you are like the Pharisee, you will struggle to love Christ.
如果你觉得你更像法利赛人，那你对耶稣的爱就不会那么多。
Or maybe a better way to say it, if you struggle to love God, you are like the Pharisee, even if you don't realize it.
换句话说，如果你对神的爱是非常的挣扎的，那你就会像这个法利赛人一样。
If you think you only have small sins.
如果你觉得你只有很小的罪
then you only need a small sacrifice from a small savior who deserves small love.
那你可能只需要一个很小的救主，用一个很小的牺牲来拯救你。
But I want to remind you that the sin of self-righteousness, the sin of spiritual pride, is just as dangerous and just as ugly to God.
我想提醒大家，在属灵上的骄傲，真的就像一个小罪一样，非常的对神来说不敬。
In fact, in many ways, religious pride could be more offensive to God.Than a life of obvious sins.
实际上我觉得在属灵上的骄傲对神来说更加的不好。
Jesus' strongest rebukes were against the religious and the self-righteous.
耶稣最 严厉的批评就是对于法利赛人，对于那些自以为意的人。
So whether you've grown up in church and have never wandered away,
所以无论你在教会长大，从来没有偏行过你的路，
or if you've lived a life of blatant sin,
还是活在严肃的罪当中，
the reality is that you and I will never understand the full weight of our sin before God.
现实是，弟兄姐妹们，你和我永远都不能理解我们的罪在神面前严重的程度。
See, the Bible describes our sinful state in a few different ways.
圣经用不同的方式来形容我们的罪。
In relational terms, we are God's enemies.
在关系上，我们是神的敌人。
In legal terms, we are criminals.
在律法上，我们是罪人，犯罪的人。
In financial terms, we are debtors.
在经济上，我们是欠债的人。
Brothers and sisters, all of us have accumulated a debt, an enormous debt of sin.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每一个人都积累了很多的债，也就是罪。
None of us has a debt of just 50 denarii or even 500 denarii.
没有一个人的罪只值五两或者五十两。
We have an unimaginable debt.
我们欠的债是难以想象的。
Every sinful motive.
每一个有罪的动机。
Every lustful glance.
每一个不好的想法。
Every angry word.
每一个愤怒。
Every greedy or covetous desire.
每一个贪婪的想法，
Every proud or judgmental thought,
每一个骄傲的思想，
Each and every sin brings with it an eternal and infinite punishment.
我们这样的每一个思想，每一个举动都带来一个永恒的惩罚。
Because our sins are against an infinite and eternal God.
因为我们触犯的是一个自有永有并且无始无终的神。
Even on our best days, we are still accumulating debt because of our sin.
即使在我们表现最好的时候，我们还是在积累这个罪债。
And so the punishment for our sin is not just 100 years in hell or even 1,000,000 years in hell. It's forever.
所以对于这样的罪的惩罚是永恒。
That's how great our debt is before God.
这是我们在神面前的罪债有多么的重。
I also want you to consider, though, how this parable is a picture of the gospel.
今天的这个比喻也是和神的福音有很大的关联。
If a moneylender cancels or forgives a debt,
如果债主恩免了这个债，
it means he takes on the debt himself.
这就说明他自己把这个债背了起来。
The moneylender is, in a sense, paying the debt himself.
债主也就是自己来偿还这个债。
If someone owes you $100 and you say, "Don't worry about it, your debt is canceled."
如果有人欠你$100，你说没关系，你的债被免了。
You're canceling his debt by paying the debt.Yourself.
你通过自己来付这个偿还这个债，来免了他的债。
So the moneylender in Jesus' parable paid off the debt that these other men owed.
这个债主自己偿还了欠债的人的债。
The debt must be paid, but the debtors didn't pay it.
这个债必须被偿还，但是欠债的人没有还。
Instead, it's covered, it's paid graciously by the moneylender himself.
而是被债主自己所偿还了。
Now that's how it happened in the story.
这是在故事中所发生的。
But how does God pay for our debt of sin himself?
但是神怎样为我们来偿还我们的罪债呢？
He did this by sending Jesus Christ's only son to die in our place.
神把他自己的独生爱子拆下，为我们的罪在十字架上受死。
To suffer and take our punishment that we deserved.
把我们所应得的惩罚背在了自己的身上。
So that we could be forgiven.
所以我们可以被赦免。
2 Corinthians 8:9 says it this way.
在哥林多后书第八章当中这样说
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty might become rich.
Can you say that again?
Sorry, 2 Corinthians 8:9 For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
因为你知道我们的主耶稣的恩典
that though he was rich,
即使他富有
yet for your sake he became poor.
但是因为你的原因，他变得贫穷。
So that you through his poverty might become rich.
所以你通过他的贫穷可以变得富足。
If I can put it this way, our debt was so great that paying for our debt bankrupted Christ, who was infinitely rich.
我们的罪债是如此的沉重，为我们耶稣为父偿还我们的债，变得贫穷。
It's been said that Jesus' love was so great for us that he was glad to die for us.
耶稣对我们的爱如此的宽大，他甘心愿意为我们而死。
But our sins were so great that he had to die for us.
但是我们的罪是如此的沉重，耶稣也必须为我们的罪而死。
Our debts could not have been paid by an angel.
我们的罪不能够被天使所偿还。
Or a prophet.
或者一个先知。
It had to be the very Son of God Himself.
必须是神的爱子本人。
So in this simple parable, Jesus gave us a beautiful picture of the gospel.
所以在这个简单的比喻当中，耶稣让我们看到了福音的美。
Apart from Christ, our situation is utterly hopeless.
没有耶稣便没有拯救。
But because Jesus Christ died for our sins and was raised again on the third day, if you trust in Christ and repent of your sin, you can be forgiven.
因为耶稣为我们的罪而死，并且三天以后复活，只要你相信耶稣，你的罪就得赦免。
We owed the debt, but Jesus paid for it.
我们欠耶稣为我们的罪所偿还的债。
If you've never trusted in Christ or turned from your sins, I would ask you to consider this today.
如果你从来没有信靠过耶稣，我请求你今天思考一下。
But the difficulty, perhaps, is for those of you who have been Christians for a long time.
但是可能对我们基督徒来说也有挑战。
The longer I've been a Christian, the more tempting it is to think that I've paid off some of my debt.
我做基督徒的时间越长，我就更愿意想象，更愿意认为我的一些罪债已经被偿还了。
I've served Christ for many years.
我服侍主多年。
And therefore, maybe now God owes me.
所以可能现在神欠我的。
You laugh, but sometimes we think this way, don't we?
虽然听起来好笑，但是有时候我们真的这样认为。
We are always in debt to God because of our sin.
因为我们的罪，我们从来都是欠神的债。
He never owes us anything, no matter what we do.
神从来不欠我们任何事情，无论我们做什么。
We serve Him out of joy and out of love.
我们用爱、用喜乐来服侍神。
But it does not obligate God to us at all.
但这并不代表神对我们有责任。
We're always in His debt; He is never in ours.
我们永远欠神的债。
We don't deserve any drop of mercy or forgiveness that we get from God.
所有从神而来的怜悯都不是我们所应得的。
So here in Luke 7, this woman's love toward Christ was the evidence that she had already been forgiven.
我们在今天的经文当中看到，这个女人的罪被赦免，她也对耶稣有很多的爱。
She was expressing love to Christ not to earn forgiveness, but because she had already received forgiveness.
她对耶稣表达了很大的爱，不是因为她赢得了这样的赦免，而是因为她被赦免了。
So in verse 48, when Jesus said to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven,"
所以当耶稣对女人说你的罪被赦免了，
He said that for the benefit of the Pharisees.
他其实是为法利赛人的好所说的。
The woman already knew she was forgiven.
女人已经知道她的罪被赦了。
The Pharisees didn't.
但是法利赛人却不知。
They thought she was still a sinner.
法利赛人仍然觉得女人是个罪人。
They didn't realize she was now a saint.
他们不知道女人已经成为了一个圣徒。
So Jesus said to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven."
所以耶稣对女人说，你的罪被赦免了。
And how did the Pharisees respond?
法利赛人的回答是什么？
In verse 49, those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?"
49节当中，我们看到法利赛人问出，这是谁竟然能够赦罪？
Who does Jesus think he is?
耶稣觉得他自己是谁啊？
But while they grumbled, Jesus reaffirmed his authority to forgive.
当法利赛人抱怨的时候，耶稣重新确立了他的地位和权柄。
And he reaffirmed her status as forgiven.
他也重新确立了作为一个有权赦罪的人的地位。
Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
耶稣对女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安地回去吧。
So forgiveness is not earned. It's graciously given to those who believe in Christ.
所以赦免不是我们可以赢得的，而是因为我们被赦免了，所以。
And Jesus' point in this parable is clear. He who is forgiven much loves much.
耶稣在今天的经文当中的信息是非常清楚的，被赦免多的人爱的也多。
The greater the debt you're forgiven, the deeper your gratitude.
你被赦免的罪越多，你对神的感恩就越多。
The greater your sins are, the greater your love will be.
你的罪越深刻，你的爱也就越深。
And so this morning, if your love for Christ has grown cold,
所以在今天早上，如果你对神的爱已经变得冰冷了，
perhaps you have forgotten the debt that you've owed.
可能你已经忘记了你所欠神的罪债。
And perhaps you've forgotten the price that Christ paid.
可能你已经忘记了耶稣为你所付出的代价。
He who has been forgiven little, or thinks he's been forgiven little, will love little.
那赦免少的，爱的也少。
You have incurred, I have incurred an infinite debt.
我们在神面前欠下了无穷的债。
And if you're saved, you have received an infinite forgiveness.
我们也得到了无穷的宽恕和赦免。
So this morning I ask you, how is your love for Christ?
今天早上我想问弟兄姐妹，你对神的爱究竟如何呢？
Have you forgotten the debt that he paid on your behalf?
你是不是已经忘记了主耶稣为你所付出的代价？
If you're a believer this morning, you have received an extravagant forgiveness. We must respond with an extravagant love.
如果你是一个信徒的话，你已经得到了耶稣奢侈的赦免，我们也必须用这样同样的爱来回应神。
People must have thought this woman was crazy.
有些人一定觉得这个女人疯了。
There must have been people murmuring about her.
已经一定有人在这样说。
But she didn't care what others thought. She was overwhelmed by love for Christ.
但是这个女人并不介意别人怎么说，她被耶稣的爱所征服了。
Do you love Christ that way?
你像这个女人一样爱耶稣吗？
Without fear of what others will think or what others will say?
你像这个女人一样不在乎别人的闲言碎语吗？
We must not fear what the world thinks.
我们必须不在乎这个这些属世的想法。
We must not even fear what other believers will think.
我们也不应该担心身边的信徒会怎么想。
We must be extravagant in our love for Christ because his forgiveness towards us has been extravagant.
我们必须对耶稣有这样无穷无尽的奢侈的爱，因为耶稣同样的赦免了我们的罪。
If you love Christ, are you demonstrating that by obeying his commands?
如果你爱神的话，你就通过顺服，通过跟随耶稣来体现你对他的爱。
Is there any area of your life where you're hanging on to sin?
在你的生命当中，还有没有一些罪没有被显示出来？
Rather than repenting of it and pursuing holiness.
你是不是还有一些罪没有能够在神面前来忏悔？
And this woman's actions were driven not by duty or obligation, but by love and by joy.
这个女人有这样的行为，不是因为她觉得她应该这么做，而是通过她内心而来的喜乐。
Are you obeying God out of a love for him from your heart?
你是因为你内心的爱和喜乐而爱神吗？
And are you demonstrating your love for God by loving his children, your brothers and sisters in Christ?
你爱神并且也爱身边的弟兄姐妹吗？
If we love God, we will love one another, especially within the church.
如果我们爱神，我们也就会彼此相爱，尤其在教会当中。
And does your love for God drive you to tell others about him?
你对神的爱让你出去传福音吗？
To tell others of his holiness and his mercy.
你对神的爱驱使你向别人诉说神的爱和神的怜悯吗？
If you know that you've received an extravagant forgiveness, you'll be excited to tell others about it.
今天如果你知道你已经得到了奢侈的赦免，你就会很激动地告诉别人这个好消息。
You won't just be excited about your forgiveness, but you'll be excited about your Savior.
你不会只为了你得到赦免而激动，你会为这个给你赦免的人而感到欢心。
So brothers and sisters, how is your love for God this morning?
弟兄姐妹们，你们对神的爱究竟如何呢？
He who has been forgiven much, loves much.
被赦的最多的人，爱的也多。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, this morning we confess that we do not love you as we ought.
主啊，今天早上我们向你忏悔，我们并不那么爱你。
We know our hearts are often fickle and stray away.
我们知道我们的心是容易变的，我们经常偏离正义的道路。
We often forget the sin that we have.
我们经常忘记我们身上的罪。
We forget the forgiveness you've given.
我们忘记你所为我们所赦的罪。
We forget the price that Christ paid.
我们忘记了耶稣为我们付出的代价。
Lord, forgive us.
主，请原谅我们。
And help us to remember Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for us.
主啊，让我们记得耶稣为我们所付出的代价。
And help us to walk in obedience out of love.
让我们通过爱来顺从你。
Help us to obey in every area of our lives.
让我们能够在我们生命当中的每一个方面都顺服神。
That the world around would see that we love Christ.
让世界看到我们是爱主的。
We thank you for your word.
感谢你今天赐给我们这样的话语。
We pray this in your son's name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求祷告。
Amen.